This is Minnesota Reads on Northland Morning. Our guest this morning is Courtney Yasmanet, the author of A Girl Called Sydney, The Coldest Place, published in 2017 by Gibson House Press. Ms. Yasmanet is also a singer-songwriter and rock musician. She's played live in our KMD studios in the past, and she joins us this morning by telephone. Good morning, Courtney. How are you doing?
Hi, Chris. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Absolutely. Congratulations on this book. I guess I want to jump in with the first question. You're a musician who's got a busy career already. It's demanding. It asks of creativity and practice and production. Where did you find time to write a book?
Well, I mean, you're right. It's a lot of balls in the air kind of stuff. But I got this idea that I would try to be a full-time touring artist and songwriter and writer. And I guess 2 years ago, when I thought, if I'm going to do it full time, I have to raise my acclaim. I have to go all in on every trick I've got up my sleeve. in order to have revenue coming in. Mm-hmm. And I was an English teacher. I was a literature major in college. And I knew that this was kind of one of my last aces I could play. I've been doing creative writing my whole life, and I've written this story over and over again in my journals for years and years and years. And so it was just sort of time to like sit down and knock out a manuscript that I could actually share with the public that wouldn't throw any of my relatives under the bus.
Okay.
So I made it into a novel.
Okay, sorry to laugh at that. We'll get into the content a little bit. I realize throwing you to the bus is a very real concern, perhaps, with this story. But first, as a songwriter, you write lyrics. There's a certain poetry there. This is a different kind of writing, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very beautiful thing to be able to. It's sort of like a luxury to be able to tell a big, long story. I'm a storyteller, and so when you write songs, there's a lot about being concise,
right, yeah.
Obviously, and also about sort of being mysterious and just sort of making allusions to things. And it's a really big luxury to sit down and there's nobody interrupting you, and you get to like blab for 300 pages.
Right, there's no 3.5 minute limit.
Right.
This story, though, is a very intense story. I guess that's the first adjective I'll use. It's a very intense story. It's a young woman who grows up in Chicago, but it's a very difficult home life.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking about this story, the coldest place. She escapes. She gets out. And her brother's been abused. Her mother's certainly bearing some brunt of it as well. She's decided she's had enough. She gets to northern Minnesota. Now, the subtitle of the book, The Coldest Place, and I'm thinking, well, which is the coldest place? Is it really northern Minnesota, or is it her family's home? It's kind of both, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely. I will say, just from a mechanical standpoint, that our intention, the publisher and I, it's a female publisher out of Chicago, Gibson House Press, and the publisher and I have the intention of being able to publish this as a 4-book series. And so A Girl Called Sydney is sort of like the umbrella title. But the title of this story is The Coldest Place.
Uh-huh.
And if we hadn't intended for it to be a 4-book series, I think the book would have just come out as The Coldest Place. The moment in the book, the quote is that her brother looks at her and says, "You can't stay here for the winter. Don't you realize in the middle of the winter, this is the coldest place in America," which it actually is. Like Tower, Minnesota, I think, sometimes has the lowest temperature on the continent. But you're right that the whole darn thing. I mean, I think that there are some very warm moments that I love that, you know, I could weep over myself right now in the book. But there's a lot of desperate coldness. You're right.
At first glance, I was thinking, okay, a child leaves the home to go to some northern escape to live in the woods by herself. And it reminded me, again, just at first glance, of the book My Side of the Mountain, written back in the late 50s. And it was a novel about a young boy who left his parents' New York apartment and went off and lived in the Catskills. And
I remember that, yeah.
But this book is really not quite like that at all. He really kind of carved out his own home in a burned-out tree and hunted and really survived completely on his own. But this young woman does find her own community up there.
Yeah, the people. That was really I think one thing I've been saying in the book talks is that the people in the story, and I mean the people in northern Minnesota especially that she meets, the people in the story really mean a lot to me. And I mean, I just love those characters. I love those people. And often in the book talks, I say at the beginning, no one in this book is, all of these people are gone. So for me, I mean, they're gone somehow. I have no way of connecting with any of those people. And to live in the book like that and get to revisit those wonderful people, it really meant a lot to me.
She lives the last part of her high school years up there in her family's cabin way up north in Minnesota. And the next few books, are they going to take place in the same place, or are they going to have her moving about?
The intention is to follow the course of a woman's life who wants to be an artist, wants to be a songwriter. And there are conventional decisions that she'll make that take her other places, and then there will be unconventional, sort of follow the dream type decisions that she'll make that'll take her places. So, yeah, it'll go many places from here.
Okay. Now, you say you've been journaling this story and snippets of it. I don't know if it's in short story form or in longer form. Did this first book, was that pretty much the total of what you had journaled, or is the longer arc of the story something you've been sketching out for years as well?
Thank you for asking that, because I like to tell this, and I don't know if I've had a chance to say this publicly yet, but the first manuscript I wrote was like 600, 700 pages
wow.
long.
That's not a 3.5-minute song.
No, and I was working one-on-one with Carol Bly, Robert Bly's former wife, mm-hmm. who has now passed away, but she was a mentor to me maybe 20 years ago, and I had written this enormous opus. It was in a memoir form, but it really covered a lot of what will be the four-book series.
Fantastic. So you are a singer-songwriter as well, a musician. You've made records. You perform. Is that part of your life taking a bit of a respite, or are you continuing to hit the stage lately?
No, not a respite at all. I want to say this because I like to try to make this clear for myself, I guess, that I'm really a musician. I'm a songwriter. I mean, I've carried my guitar around since I got one for my 10th birthday. And my 7th album is just coming out. We're going to have it ready for a West Coast tour. October 1st, we start a West Coast tour. And I work with Rob Genetic, who's a producer out of Minneapolis, and he's produced my last several albums. And we're touring as a duo. So I guess I would just say that I'm primarily a singer-songwriter, is the way I think of myself, but I don't know. I've been a writer my whole life too. So I'm trying to have it be, you know, something that the world can understand, you know, that it's not weird. It's great, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a Renaissance woman life you're living, I guess.
So, yeah. Like I said, if you're going to be able to do it full time, I feel that I have to do everything I possibly can as an artist, you know, just mm-hmm. use every skill I've got. Plus, I guess I would say, honestly, that I think that first story, I'm really proud of the book, and I think that story deserves to be told. Mm-hmm. I like that story a lot.
Well, congratulations for jumping in with both feet. We appreciate you putting all the cards on the table, as you say. That's great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Courtney, for speaking with us this morning. We appreciate it, and look forward to the next novel.
Okay, thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate getting to talk about it.
Absolutely. Take care. Courtney Yasmanet, the author of A Girl Called Sydney, The Coldest Place, the first of hopefully a four-part series of books. This book was published in 2017 by Gibson House Press in Chicago. Ms. Yasmanet is also a singer-songwriter, musician. She's played live in our KMD studios in the past. She joined us by telephone this morning. This is Minnesota Reads, produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.